Hey guys, Tyler here from Return on Podcast. And as we wind down 2023 and start our annual planning to look forward to a great 2024, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to supplement the normal weekly or every other week interviews with successful CEOs and entrepreneurs. We're still going to do those, but I'm going to supplement those episodes with some of these shorter 10 to 15 minute nugget drops. Listen, you and I have a job to do. Our job is to make sure our companies are aligned in two important ways. We need to have an aligned vision and we need to have an aligned execution plan. And then there's some details that we're responsible for minding as the owners of our businesses. And so this little mini series, again, that you'll see peppered over the next couple of months is called Mind Your Business in 2024. Let's dive in. Okay, in today's ROP short, I want to talk about something that, you know, may not seem like the most exciting topic to dig into, but have you ever had a job where you've requested a raise at the end of the year? Hey, it's my 12 month or my annual review. I'd like to get a, you know, cost of living raise. I want to give you a cost of living raise as we launch into 2024. And the way we do this is frankly an activity that most visionaries like myself don't love doing, but you got to do it and you need to do it about once a year. And it's an expense review. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk through this. So for those of you guys who are listening to it in the audio version of ROP, I'm going to make sure this is really accessible for you. Don't worry about it. But then I'm actually going to show you exactly how to do an expense review for a couple of quick examples that we have. And I'm hoping that it'll give you a couple of nuggets that'll allow you to go back into your accounting, spend, like, I'm talking about 10 minutes taking a look at where your money is going and give yourself the privilege of having more money in your pocket because you're not wasting it. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about the theory a little bit. You're going to want to get a profit and loss statement for some recent number of months. It could be year to date. It could be the last 3 months. And then you're going to want to make sure it's one of those. I don't know if you remember this, like in Xero or QuickBooks Online, I can make it to where there are percentages on the right-hand side of that profit and loss statement, right? So now if you can envision your P&L, it has my sales, my cost of goods sold, and that big area at the bottom of expenses. And now I can see on the right-hand side how much of my revenue in the form of a percentage is each expense. And basically what I'm going to have you guys do is to kind of think line by line through each of those expenses in terms of the categories, and you're going to start with the biggest ones, right? If consulting or contractors are a fairly large percentage, you're going to give it more of your attention than if bank fees and charges are 0.0001% of your sales, that kind of thing, right? And so the nice thing about having good bookkeeping is that when you find a category that you either can't remember what that expense was for, or you're having a hard time remembering why you're spending several thousand dollars a year on X, you just click into it and it's going to give you a list of the transactions that are underlying that category. And then you get to ask yourself a hard value question. And it goes like this. Does this money that I'm spending, either in a subscription or in an engagement with a vendor or however I'm spending the money, salary, you know, whatever it might be, right? Rent expense, you know, think about any kind of expense that might be down there below the gross profit line. Does this expense make me more money in the form of increasing my sales or decreasing some other expense? Does it make me meaningfully more profitable? Maybe I'm spending a lot of money on Amazon advertising, but it's the way I drive my sales and it's in whack and it makes sense. And the third thing you might be asking yourself is, does this make my life meaningfully better, right? So I'm looking at an expense and I'm asking the questions to myself, does this increase my sales? Does it increase my profitability? Or does it make my life better? And you're going to find that some of the expenses down the list are obvious no's. You know what? Those don't increase my sales, or it's like a duplicate subscription, right? It doesn't make me more profitable for sure because it's an expense. And frankly, it isn't really making my life materially better. Okay, I'm not going to slow down. I'm going to add that particular expense to a list of deal with, a to-do list, whatever you use for your workflow management. So I've worked through all my expenses. I've started with the most meaningful ones, and I'm going to be left with a to-do list of, you know, some expenses I got to deal with. And those expenses are going to fall into a couple of potential categories. Category one is a subscription to a software. Right? I mean, that's going to be the most common one you're going to find is, oh my gosh, my e-commerce support tools are gigantic. You're going to go and cancel the ones you don't need, but make sure you don't cancel them until you like export any data that you might want, right? Some of the ways that these SaaS tools out there kind of get us is that they hold a lot of our data. So make sure you have a coordinated plan to exit well, right? So that you don't lose any important data. And then the second kind of expense, there might be a partner, right? It might be an outsourced team, like maybe something even like seller accountant. You know, hey guys, I don't want you guys all to call me here, but really like anyone that you're working with, you may just want to have a phone call and just say, hey, am I getting the best deal I can get? Can I just make sure I understand what the services are that I'm receiving? And that, you know, the worst that can happen is they tell you no. And then you get to have a value conversation with your team again to say, does this make me more money or make my life better? And if it doesn't, then you may have to, you know, part ways with that vendor or that partner or that consultant or that contractor. And so again, a couple times a year, you need to go through and audit your expenses. Let me show you what that looks like real quickly for those of you guys that are on YouTube. All right. What I've done here is I've just brought up a sample profit and loss statement from a really healthy seller client. Again, if you're listening to this, just don't worry about it. You won't have to go to YouTube, but if you see this on YouTube, you'll be able to actually see. So what I've done is I've color-coded this a little bit, and I just want to make a comment here really quickly. The example on the screen here is a really strong profit margin business. I mean, after advertising, this guy is capturing 31% PAG. That's outrageous. That's unbelievable. That's really, really good. And, you know, if your business is only capturing 2 or 3% of true post-advertising gross profit, I hate to say this, there's no amount of cutting on your SG&A, I mean, on your overhead expenses that's going to make you viable if your core business stinks, right? But assuming your core business doesn't stink and you've got okay margins, you have the luxury of combing through these expenses on the bottom half of your P&L and trying to find things that have a slightly larger percentage. In the example in front of us here, I see a couple. One is I have some highlighted rows about halfway down for consulting services, 150K, that's pretty big. I'm gonna have to click in, like right, if I was in QBO, I would actually click into consulting services. And I would look at each and every one of those expenses that have happened over the last year and say, is that valuable, is it not valuable? Now, e-commerce support tools, oh my gosh, e-commerce support tools is $175,000. That's way too much for this kind of business. And so this will be an opportunity to identify where am I duplicating my spend and decrease it. Now, to be honest with you guys, I actually threw this one in. These guys are actually only spending about $25K on e-commerce support tools. But if you look at your e-commerce support tools, I can almost guarantee you there's something duplicated in there. That's a low-hanging fruit way to drop some expenses. And then the other big category you're going to see here, guys, is something related to people, payroll. And I'm going to look at my salary expenses. Like, I got to look with a kind of a, I kind of got to be brutal about this. Does this salary meet the current needs of my organization? Am I getting what I'm paying for? Because honestly, having an outsourced company like Seller Accountant or hiring a subcontractor or hiring a consultant or hiring an employee, all of those are really, really good things in and of themselves, as long as they're generating the value that you're paying for, right? And so I can't tell you how many times I've talked to a team of partners, let's say they're business partners, and when they look at their P&L, there's this gigantic leadership salary where the two owners were getting paid an outrageous amount of money each year. And as long as they're profitable, like again, if you're looking at this on YouTube, these guys are wildly profitable. You pay yourself whatever you want to pay yourself, bud. But if you're not wildly profitable, then your job is to make sure that your salary to yourself and to your teammates and your contractors and your consultants are in whack with what your business can afford to pay. So I'm going to kind of leave this discussion at that. Your job as the owner of your e-commerce brand is to audit your expenses every once in a while. I would say at least once a year. End of the year is a good time to do it. Make sure that you become like a slasher and look, what is this doing for my life? Is it making me better? Is it making my business more profitable? Is it making me happier? And if it's not, guys, you know what? You got to cut it. If it is, okay, great. But at least now I've had that value conversation and I can say it is great. So stay tuned for more of these short episodes from ROP on how to really build into a great 2024. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Tyler Jeffcoat with Seller Accountant.